Hello and welcome to the October edition of Cascade. After coming together as one organisation and launching our exciting 2025 Improving Life strategy, we've seen progress on a number of key projects that will shape our journey to 2025. This edition of Cascade summarises some of these projects and covers the launch of a really important new one, which would establish a new employment offer for all colleagues. You can find out more information about this project and how you will be able to influence decisions about your terms and conditions and the benefits you receive. We're also delighted to showcase our innovative community investment strategy and hear from our Director of Community Investment, Charmaine Simi, about why it's so important to the group. There is also an announcement of some changes to the way we store and share our documents and details on the closure of Rufus and collaboration sites. Thank you as always for all of your hard work as we continue on our journey to 2025. We look forward to speaking to you again in December for our final Cascade edition of 2019.
Our journey to 2025. As you know, when we consolidated as one organisation in July, we also launched our exciting Improving Lives 2025 strategy. The strategy sets out our purpose to provide great homes and services where they are needed the most, while being a leading player in developing integrated solutions to the housing and social care crises. It focuses our efforts into two key pillars of supporting customers and colleagues with their health and well-being and improving their economic resilience, and includes five objectives for the organisation to be known for. These are our focus on our customers and communities, our integrated housing care and support offer, providing the homes people want where they are needed, our partnership approach, and our people culture. 3 months on from becoming one organisation, reviews have been taking place to assess our early progress against our strategic objectives and gathering feedback from staff, which will inform our future approach. At a recent Leadership Away Day, colleagues also looked at the variety of different projects taking place between now and 2025, mapping out when these are likely to take place and what the common themes and challenges are likely to be throughout the life of the strategy. The roadmap materials used on the day are available for different teams to use in team meetings to help scope out projects and other activity and plan their journey to 2025. Several really important projects have already started that will help us deliver our 2025 vision and meet these five objectives. Examples of these include the phased introduction of Microsoft Dynamics, assessing different teams' readiness for change, linking all of our strategies together and gaining greater insight into our customers. Other key components include putting the processes in place that will help us improve the way we manage information about our colleagues and to provide integrated housing and care and support. At the moment, the work being undertaken on these projects is very much laying the foundations for the future. A lot of preparatory work is taking place to ensure we get the basics right and are ready for the changes that we'll need to make between now and 2025. Our colleagues are absolutely crucial to ensuring a smooth journey of travel. By embracing a culture of continuous improvement, you will influence the way we work and how we use technology. We will use this section of Cascade and our other communication channels to provide regular updates and details of how and when you can help shape our journey to 2025.
Help shape our new employment offer. We need your help with a really important and really exciting project that will establish a new employment offer for all Longhurst Group colleagues. This is your chance to influence the decisions that will be made about your terms and conditions and the benefits that you receive. This project is a crucial part of the 2025 Improving Lives strategy, as we work hard to ensure that our colleagues have access to support with our two pillars of health and well-being and economic resilience. Working together with people across the group, the Employment Offer project will cover the core and additional benefits that colleagues receive to establish new terms and conditions that will be introduced at the beginning of April 2020. Focused on ensuring a fair offer is available to everyone, the Employment Offer project group is looking at the core benefits currently offered to colleagues. Core benefits include things like working hours, annual leave, sickness pay, and maternity and paternity benefits. At the moment, due to the group being previously made up of four different member companies, there are some inconsistencies with the terms and conditions that colleagues have. The feedback you provided in the Best Companies survey shows that you believe that these terms should be fair for everyone. This absolutely aligns with the views of the Employment Offer Project Group, and working towards this outcome is the main focus of the project. This exercise is not about saving money. It is about ensuring that we offer the fairest possible terms and conditions to colleagues across the group.
Additional benefits include things like discounted gym membership, flu jabs, and financial advice. We're really keen to hear your views about the benefits you value and any ideas you might have about what would make a positive difference to you. To help us shape our additional benefits, please fill in the surveys that were circulated to you. This survey will be open for responses until 5 p.m. on Thursday, October 31st. As well as completing this survey, colleagues will have further opportunity to influence the project. A series of workshops will take place across our operational area across the coming weeks, giving colleagues a chance to find out more and offer their suggestions. The dates of these workshops will be revealed soon. There will also be opportunities to feedback and showcase any ideas you may have on Workplace Facebook. As well as asking for your feedback through the survey, colleague working groups will also be set up to consult with the Employment Offer Delivery Group about the initial proposals for core and additional benefits. We're looking for colleagues from across the organisation to act as employee representatives for different locations and to ensure that everyone is properly represented. Employee representatives will gather feedback from wider groups of colleagues and attend meetings to pass this information on and help influence decisions made by the executive team. If you'd like to put yourself forward or nominate another colleague to be an employee representative, please speak to your line manager. Training will also be provided to all colleagues that become an employee representative. After nominations have been received, a balloting process may be required if we receive a large number of nominations. More information about this project will follow in the coming weeks. If you have any questions about the Employment Offer project, please speak to your line manager or contact the People Services team.
Our governance team is currently undertaking a review of our business continuity plan. The updated plan will be completed later this month and will serve as a guide for all colleagues. The plan should be referred to in the event of an incident which prevents the organisation from delivering its services. So what is business continuity? Business continuity looks at how we would identify, manage and recover from an unexpected event that interrupts business as usual. It looks at issues affecting our offices as well as schemes where we provide care and support services. Our business continuity plan, which is currently under review, looks at which services are a high priority in an emergency and which could be suspended for a few days. This allows us to plan what we would need to do and when. A new page with all the information you need to know has been created on our workplace.
We're delighted to announce that our new community investment strategy has now been approved. This document outlines how we will realise our ambitious Improving Lives 2025 strategy by working in collaboration with our partners to improve our customers' health and well-being and economic resilience. The strategy was developed following a 6-month discovery period that involved consultancy support from HACT, workshop with colleagues and customers, as well as discussions with our group board. We spoke to Director of Community Investment, Charmaine Simmy, who explained what community investment is and why it's so important to the group.
Community investment in terms of the housing association sector is where organisations use their skills and their expertise, their procurement power and their assets to enhance opportunities within the community. There are a number of different organisations within any community that have aspirations for people in place. Community investment is a really important facet to a housing association's purpose. It's about kind of breathing life into that social purpose. We are an organisation, we are a sector that needs to deliver services beyond bricks and mortar. It's important to the group because the Improving Lives agenda directs us to focusing on the health and well-being of our communities and the economic resilience. Community investment was established very recently within the Longhurst Group to really lead the way on delivering some of those aspirations. So whilst aspects of community investment happen throughout the organisation, the community investment team will be a focus point of coordination.
Longhurst Group is currently the subject of an in-depth assessment, IDA, by the Regulator for Social Housing. This assessment, carried out by the government's regulator, measures the organisation's governance and financial compliance. Representatives from the regulator are observing board meetings, reviewing key strategic documents, and talking to members of the board and executive leadership teams to discover how the group meets the regulator's standard. If you have any questions about the IDA, please contact the governance team.
Matthew Rains is our new head of procurement within operational finance. He and the team that he will be assembling will revolutionise the way we procure services, helping us to save money that will ultimately be reinvested into improving the lives of our customers and our communities. In a moment, Matthew will explain more about his role, what procurement means, and why it's important to the group. It follows the approval of our new procurement policy this week, which outlines how the new team will support all areas of the business by addressing risk, ensuring value for money and compliance, while offering advice and guidance. If you have any questions, please email Matthew Rains.
The idea behind my role was to come in and set up a procurement team for the group, because we didn't have one historically. Procurement really is about the sourcing of goods and services. So it's a bit different to buying. So it's for the items that you can't go and get off the shelf from somewhere, it's about going out and finding the suppliers who can deliver that for you and deliver that in terms of what Longhurst Group needs. So, for example, one of the things we've looked at recently is utilities, so gas and electricity. Obviously, you can't do as you would do at home and go into U-Switch or whatever and pick a supplier. You have to go out to a wider supply market, agree some pricing, make sure that you've got some competitive pricing, agree the terms and conditions. So things like how much it's going to cost, how long it's going to cost that price. And what happens if things go wrong, if they fail to supply it or whatever. There's a number of areas really. So one, it was really apparent when it came in, we need to support staff. So it's part of a lot of people's jobs, but there was no resource there to help and support that. Another part was it can be at times quite technical. So we're in what's called a regulated environment. So there are some laws, some legislation around procurement in the housing association sector that we have to abide by. And the idea is to help staff out with those and tackle those technical areas so that they don't have to be experts in that area. But then the three main areas really, one is around contributing to the improving lives agenda. So making sure that in everything that we do, in everything that we buy and everything that we source, we're looking to reducing those costs for our customers or making sure we live those values through those contracts. Another around is around saving money. So for example, the utilities piece I talked about, we've taken coming up for £250,000 out of the cost, which obviously we're going to pass on to our residents and our customers. And the other is around sort of risk and compliance. So there is some risk around cost in terms of making sure that we got solid pricing going forward, but also other risks that crop up in the arena.
Our new writing guidelines and style guide has been produced to help us tell Longhurst Group's story in a consistent, suitable and engaging manner across our diverse audiences. It'll help us to effectively communicate our vision to improve lives, explaining not only what we do, but expressing how and why we do it, the group's tone of voice, how we should refer to the group, our vision and our people, how we should use abbreviations and acronyms, punctuation, spelling and grammar. To increase understanding of what we do, we need to be clear and consistent, speaking with one voice. This guide, which will be reviewed annually, will help us to achieve this. Please take time to read through the guide, and if you have any questions, please email the comms team.
Rufus, the final countdown. The way we store and share our documents is about to change. From December, we need to close our Rufus and collaboration sites because they will no longer be supported by Microsoft Office. New SharePoint sites are being created for each business area as a replacement. This will lead to an enhanced user experience, ensure we're only hosting the most up-to-date information, and make it easier for us to share documents and collaborate across the organisation. Everything will be fully searchable and easy to find. Just like using Google, you'll be able to locate what you need by typing a description into the search bar. These new sites will be launched during December, with the old sites being officially closed down in January 2020. The new project team will continue to work with teams across the organisation to establish what information needs to be kept and included on these new sites. This information will then be moved onto the cloud and available on any device anywhere in the world. In the coming weeks, teams will be asked to review and tidy up their current Rufus and collaboration sites, minimising the amount of content that needs to be transferred by deleting files that are no longer required. This follows some significant changes that were being made on our intranet earlier this year, when our workplace was introduced and a much improved policy management site was launched. By using an updated version of SharePoint, we were able to create a smart, easy-to-use homepage which acts as a gateway to other useful resources, documents and pages, as well as linking through to our internal social media tool, Workplace Facebook. The introduction of the new SharePoint sites will complement these existing tools. For more information about the new team site and what you can do to prepare for this change, please contact David Fiven in Business Transformation or Alistair Hamilton in ICT team.
My Account is our personal, secure online platform that helps customers manage their tenancies. Over the coming weeks, our separate My Account mini sites that are currently available to existing customers will be merged into a single Longhurst Group branded portal. It will still provide the same functionality as the existing sites, which are currently still branded as our former member companies. Once this important work has been completed, the consolidated portal will be made available for former Axiom customers and those customers who have joined the group since May, groups that don't currently have access to the platform. the new consolidated portal is set to go live in early November. If you have any questions about the group becoming one organisation or about our 2025 strategy, please get in touch. You can either email questions@longhurst-group.org.uk, ask your line manager to submit a question on your behalf, or add a question to the One Organisation page on Workplace by Facebook. If you have a story you would like including in a future edition of Cascade, please contact the communications team. Thanks for listening.